The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me right now for three stocks that are hot or moving on news. You're right, Nick. What's going on there?
I'm very good. Did I make a noise?
Yeah, it sounded like you're rustling papers and stuff. You're not working off the computer today, just working on paper and charts alone, yeah?
Do you know, when I first started stock trading, there were no charts, and I used to get the prices from the newspaper and plot them on graph paper, so...
Oh, see, that's keen.
That's how ancient I am. I know, well, I was a teenager, so a bit geeky.
I remember, you know, years ago, when I was really into stocks and shares, I was working in Marks & Spencer, actually in the City of London for a while, but I used to buy Financial Times every day. I used to, come back and underline the stocks, underline the ones I was looking at. I don't know why, I had no money to invest, but yeah. I was obsessed. I had piles of FTs. But how things have changed, eh? Anyway, so three stocks a day. First one is Innovaderma, IPD. Quite a hot stock there, mentioned quite a lot on social media. What do you reckon with IPD? I know it's a request from one of your followers.
Yeah. Well, what a wild ride this one's been on. And it had this enormous rally at the start of October, and we're just basically consolidating it. You know, it looks really bullish, the price action that we've had so far. The trend continuation for this is the 50% retracement of that entire rally, which is at 235, and we pulled back to it and we closed just above it yesterday. We're having a look below right now as we look. If we can close above that, I think we'll call that trend continuation, and we should keep going higher. If we close below that 50%, we can say a correction is underway, and then our fib level and where the 20-day moving average is around 192-196. Okay. So if we close below 235 today, I think we'll see a pullback to 192, 196, and it should be a buy there.
Okay, all right. And the next one is a request from you, Royal Dutch Shell, RDSB, of course. And what do you reckon? I haven't looked at the Royal Dutch Shell chart, but I don't hold them anymore. So
it looks amazing. And sentiment for oil is very bullish at the moment.
Yeah.
In the pullback that we've just seen this last month in oil, there's been no reduction in the long positions at all, and really no damage to the oil stocks. So,
Do you know what? I think this OPEC deal is a catalyst for a re-rating of oil, because I keep saying it, but there's been obviously a trillion. The figure banding around is around $1 trillion of investment pulled out from the majors of the oil sector, and that's future exploration that'll come online in 5-10 years time, and that is reducing all the time. You can't switch that back on. So I think for the next 5 years, oil is going to be quite bullish. I think. I know we've got the renewables and electric cars are sort of growing, but not quickly enough to take up the slack. And so I think price of oil will steadily grow over the next couple of years, you know. Anyway, that's my take on it.
Short term, though, yeah. Seasonally, January, February is very weak. We tend to see a low late February, mid February. So we've had a bit of a pullback. I'm not convinced that the pullback in oil is over and everyone should pile in and buy it. And the reason for that is everybody's already long and bullish. And so that makes me a little bit concerned that short term we'll see a pullback. But, the pullback that we've seen has really done no damage to Royal Dutch Shell. So Royal Dutch Shell is in a really good, solid uptrend. This week, pulled back to the 20-day moving average, pulled back to the Fibonacci support at 23.23 and rallied. I think that we might see a bit of a flag consolidation around this level, 230, 2320, 2340, 2350. But the next upside target for this, which is solid, is 24.58. And I think that then we'll push higher and retest the highs. So we're a bit overbought. We're consolidating sideways, but this one's definitely going higher.
Okay, and the last one, quite a hot stock yet. URU Metals. They've got a massive nickel asset in Africa. It's one of the top 12 in the world, but they're just under a 5 million market cap, or around about that. It's an interesting chart because we've seen a high. Where was that? From the 10th of the 6th of the 10th, yeah, so last year. It hit a bottom, rose up from that sort of 0.3 to 0.9, so tripled it, came back down to 0.4, 0.5, and it's gone up again, not as high, so a lower high, but also we've got higher lows going on, haven't we? So what happens there? It's a bit messy there. What's going on?
Okay, so from this, from that high at the end of October, we're making a wedge, an equal triangle, so we're contracting, we're building up power for a big move. And if we zoom out and we look all the way back to... you know, from about April 2015, what we can see is we're making, actually, this is the right shoulder of an inverted head and shoulders pattern, which is a bullish pattern. If we break the neckline, and the neckline, this is easy to remember, is 0.888. So above 0.888 breaks the neckline, and then, you know, we're going to
fly.
We're looking, well, at least 1.6.
Okay, well, that's double, you know.
Double, so, Well, that's it. So that when you measure a head and shoulders neckline, you measure from the bottom of the head to the neckline, and you project that from the neckline, and that's your target. So,
marvelous. Okay, Nick, well,
it
listen.
Looks good.
Yeah, cool. Well, send me those charts, and I'll put them on the company pages at Vox Markets and also the blog, which is voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Have a nice weekend. Speak you next week.
Thank you. Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.